Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. If you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too? And let's dive straight in to today's stories. Now, our first story is a long one that does follow with an update as well, and it's from Sudwife account titled, "My 36 male wife, 33 female, was sued. I'm feeling resentment towards her, and I don't know how to move past it." For what it's worth, this is not a post asking for any legal or financial advice. We already have a lawyer and have help financially. No offense to Reddit, but I'd rather not get any legal advice from a forum, but I'm okay getting relationship advice, it seems. As the title states, my wife was recently sued. She lost and we had to pay. The money is a significant amount for us. We didn't have much in savings or our emergency fund to begin with, and both of those accounts are now empty. My current problem is trying to move past the resentment and anger I'm feeling towards my wife. Until now, I've always felt like we were a partnership in our marriage, but since I'm the breadwinner, I can't help but feel like I'm spending my money on something that isn't my fault. I've had no problem paying the mortgage and taking care of various financial burdens that come with being a married homeowner. However, I have been the only one to put money aside in our savings and other accounts to prepare for an emergency, like a totaled car, someone loses their job, medical bills, or an act of God. Not a stupid lawsuit where I know my wife is guilty. She has a part-time job and doesn't make much money, but pays for smaller things when she can, like groceries and some random bills. But she does take care of a lot of cooking, cleaning, and caring for our pets. What did my wife do? Notes. I had no idea this was going on while it was happening. She used LinkedIn to find her former ex-best friend. She ended up creating a realistic-looking fake LinkedIn profile with a vague occupation of recruiter. My wife ended up sending this ex-best friend, Laura, a few messages pretending to be a recruiter in a line of work. Laura finally responded, thinking that this recruiter was real. My wife wanted her phone number, but Laura gave her a personal email address instead. My wife created a second fake LinkedIn profile and started to send messages to people with similar titles as Laura at her company. These messages said derogatory things about Laura. A mixture of truthful things but embarrassing, and just fabricated bullshit to make Laura look bad. Her manager got one of these messages that claimed that Laura was a heavy drug user. Laura's manager talked to her about these messages, and he felt the messages were bizarre and seemed like someone else was trying to troll or harass Laura. Well, Laura's team had her back and helped us save these messages. Not only that, but Laura requested that she be drug tested anyway to provide further evidence that she was clean. My wife didn't know at this point, but Laura was pregnant. Several of her co-workers, including her manager, testified on Laura's behalf. Using the personal email address she got from the fake recruiter profile, she was able to find a few social media platforms Laura was on and was able to figure out her husband's name. She did some more internet sleuthing and found Laura's husband on Facebook. Laura's husband didn't have much on his Facebook profile, but you could see his business email address on it. My wife sent him an email claiming that Laura was cheating on him. The husband confronted Laura about this email, and Laura encouraged him to keep responding to this person and save the messages, as well as start asking specific questions about the supposed affair. My wife thought she was being clever and ended up telling the husband that Laura was cheating on him during the work week. She even gave him specific dates. What she didn't realize was Laura had something turned on in Google Maps where it keeps years worth of historical GPS data. Some of the dates my wife gave him also happened to be days where they both worked from home together. She also ended up giving him dates during a time they were on vacation together. Laura had her husband keep responding as much as possible to my wife and to back up all correspondence. My wife was able to find out when and where the baby shower was going to be. One of Laura's friends had created a public registry for her and had the invitation online. My wife decided to show up unannounced. The baby shower took place in a semi-public place. They had rented out an area connected to public business. She did not make herself known immediately. Instead, she looked for patrons that were entering and exiting the rented out room. She was able to get the attention of a few guests that had never met her and tried to gossip about Laura. My wife was telling people that Laura didn't actually know who the father was, among other things. This was at an event where her husband was as well. The word got back around to Laura and she spotted my wife and apparently immediately put together all the pieces of what happened. I'm leaving a fair amount of information out. My wife was able to find phone numbers, social media accounts and email for other people in Laura's circle and sent them messages about Laura on multiple occasions. All the messages were trying to paint Laura in an extremely derogatory light. All the events I've mentioned so far took place over a year or so. My wife didn't think to mask her IP address, so it was pretty easy to find out all these made-up messages came from the same IP address, ours. Many of Laura's friends and family testified on her behalf. Laura had everyone save as much digital evidence as possible, and it was a lot. Laura and her husband hired a lawyer and decided to sue my wife. They had ample evidence against her, and all the saved messages, close friends, and even a manager spoke on her behalf. She showed that she went to see a therapist once all the harassment started because she was depressed and anxious. She showed that she and her husband went to counseling after the accusations of her cheating. She even went above and beyond and had more drug tests done to show she was clean. And my wife's accusations were 100% false, and even had a paternity test done to show that my wife was again wrong and chose to lie. I honestly felt awful for Laura. There were lots of tears on her end. You could tell how much of an emotional stress she had gone through. She said that being pregnant during the majority of this was absolutely horrific and was worried the stress and anxiety would somehow hurt her baby. She was pained that her one and only baby shower was ruined by my wife and that was something that could never be truly repaid or made up for. And that my wife's harassment continued even after Laura gave birth and was trying to manage a newborn child. My wife has never done anything this crazy before. I knew she could be a little petty and jealous of others, especially people she used to be friends with in the past, but it was only talk, no action. We've had a very happy marriage otherwise. We rarely fight, have a lot in common, we have a lot of fun together, but she really fucked up this time. I don't know how to move forward. I know someone is going to suggest therapy, but I really want to start building up an emergency fund again. We're pretty screwed financially for a while. Now obviously the first question that's come into my mind is what the bloody hell did Laura do to receive this kind of harassment? I know nothing she could have really done is going to warrant this kind of behavior, and there's obviously something going on with the wife, and I know OP said about therapy at the end, but I think that would be the only way forward to unravel what the hell is going on in this situation. And I think if it was me in this situation and my partner was going to these lengths to hurt someone, to harass someone, it would certainly put some resentment and big questions in my mind as well, whether I want to carry on in this relationship. And I know these subreddits we cover a lot of the times is always immediately leave the person or divorce the person or whatever, but this is a really big one, isn't it? That they've went to this length to harass someone is absolutely huge. But we're going to cover some comments now and then we'll move on to the update afterwards. And this one's from Celestia66, who says, "That is absolutely not normal and your wife clearly has some serious issues that I think you and she obviously need to start addressing. That level of harassment and the duration of it is frankly terrifying. And I feel like you should be concentrating on dealing with that rather than just the financial fallout. My secret account says, imagine if she put the same effort into learning day trading or something. You two would be rich." Higgy Time replies to that saying, "Seriously, if she's got this much time to put into her harassment campaign, then she's got the time to move into a full-time employment and start paying back what she owes from being sued and paying for her own therapy. She sure needs it. Divorce definitely doesn't seem inappropriate, although God knows how she'd react to that. What did the friend do for the wife to think she deserved that? Crazy. Mention It All says, "Holy shit, what your wife did was extreme and pretty terrible. You should be feeling resentment towards her. She should be finding extra work and paying the debt off herself. This isn't on you. I can tell you, if it was me, I am not sure I could get past it, and I sure as hell wouldn't be paying financially for a deliberate and sustained harassment of someone. And LaRue says, honestly, leave. I usually hate the internet people who immediately scream divorce, but this is totally divorce worthy. That is some really intense, calculated, manipulative evil. Your wife set out to ruin this woman's marriage, family, career, and life. I can guarantee that there's almost nothing Laura could have done to make your wife respond like this, and the fact that she took all these steps to try and destroy Laura's life with no regard for anyone, yourself and your marriage included, shows she has some significant mental health issues. I'd be more worried about her vengeance and disregard for human emotion than the money, although I do get why you're upset about the emergency fund. The best course of action to heal and start building up savings again is a clean break and divorce. If you're wanting to stay and trying to work it out without counseling, maybe your wife gets a full-time job in addition to a part-time job to work to pay back the debt faster. You didn't say why she only works part-time with no kids, but if she's physically capable of it, she should be working all hours to pay this off and help work on the mess she created with you. Maybe ask her to get counseling. She obviously needs some help. I know you didn't want to hear counseling, but it would be a good option for you. I would suggest just you, not couples therapy. Your wife has a lot to work on her own before you can work on things together. Good luck. Now, we're going to move on to the update to see what that says. So, update. Note, please don't make a comment that is hateful and derogatory towards my wife. My post last time was locked because of this, and I wasn't able to respond. I'm posting this at work, and I only have a few pockets of time throughout the day where I can respond. By the time I was able to respond to my first post, it became locked. I read everyone's replies, and thank you to those who responded with good advice. I got a lot of DMs, and I wasn't able to respond to everyone, but I did read your messages. However, I did not appreciate the many comments that simply insulted my wife. I know she fucked up, and I'm still very angry at her, but I want to believe she can heal and become a better person. Also, some of the DMs I got were extremely weird and hateful towards women in general, like stuff you see on the Incel Tears sub. You'll need more help than me and my wife. There were some common questions that I wanted to address to provide additional clarification. How did she avoid jail? I only mentioned the civil case since I felt it was the most appropriate to write about because I was originally angry about our financial situation. There was also a criminal case. Our lawyer thought she would originally go to jail for 3 months, however, we were able to get the punishment to be community service instead. She has a lot of community service hours to fill within a year. She will also be getting visits from a PO. Laura and her husband did file restraining orders against her. I honestly can't blame them for that. It helped my wife that she had a clean record and has a family that works in law enforcement. I want her to finish those community service hours first before we talk about her working more hours to help pay me back. Why did she do this to Laura? That is a good question. I asked her this multiple times over the past several months to try and understand what this woman did to my wife. She would tell me that Laura deserved everything horrible thing that my wife did to her, that Laura was a shitty person, a narcissist, a liar, and just overall a scumbag. But she never really gave specific examples. I've been pressuring her for more info, and when she told me some specifics, it made me feel sick to my stomach. Not because of what Laura did, but because how far my wife decided to go due to some petty things that happened in their friendship. Their friendship ended about 8 to 9, they had been friends since early in high school, years ago, and it was over a man they both briefly dated. My wife dated Matt for a few months. She broke up with him because she thought that Matt had feelings for Laura. Laura said she didn't want to date Matt because he had dated my wife. My wife decided to test her friend Laura's loyalty and told Laura she had her blessing to date Matt. Laura and Matt ended up dating for a few months. My wife stuck around while they were dating, and once they broke up, my wife told Laura that she had failed a loyalty test. They fought, and ultimately, it was Laura who decided to end the friendship.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Note, in case it's not clear, Laura's current husband is not Matt. Secondly, I was able to get some information from her about what inspired her to do this since their friendship had ended so long ago. My wife said she happened to see, by chance, not by stalking Laura, at a restaurant about 1.5 to 2 years ago, and it looked like Laura had lost a lot of weight and was fit. My wife and I are both fairly overweight, and apparently Laura used to be overweight too. My wife admitted that she felt angry that Laura had lost a lot of weight, while she had never been able to. My wife was also insulting Laura and said that she doesn't make a pretty thin person and that her new muscular body was too masculine. She also insulted Laura's husband's looks and physique as well. I saw both Laura and her husband in person on multiple occasions. They both look like normal, attractive people who obviously work out. I could also tell my wife was irritated when she saw Laura at the courthouse the first time, and you could barely tell that Laura had even had a baby. My wife admitted that she just wanted to do some snooping to try and find Laura wasn't doing well in life. She found the opposite and was jealous of Laura's success. She first found out both of their job titles. They both work at tech companies with some sort of engineering title, and they're estimated salaries by using something called Glassdoor, and if that's accurate, then both Laura and her husband make really good money. She also saw a photo on Facebook of Laura and her husband standing in front of what appeared to be their very beautiful and large home. She said she was angry because she knew that Laura wasn't deserving of any of this. She proceeded to insult Laura about how she's not that smart, not pretty, not responsible. She claimed that all Laura did through college was do drugs, drink, and have sex with anything that had a penis, skip class, and failed a lot. My wife said that she's the type who would cheat on her husband, that she's manipulative and is always up to something, etc. Both Laura and her husband seemed very sad and exhausted throughout the whole ordeal. I never picked up on anything sinister from Laura at all. I felt absolutely awful for her. I felt extreme shame and embarrassment whenever I was in the same room with Laura and her husband. I don't think I was ever able to make direct contact with either of them. So yeah, I was expecting Laura to have something truly evil or sinister in the past, and that just wasn't the case. Does she feel remorseful? I want to say yes, she does. She has been really depressed since this all finalized. However, I can't help but think she's sad only because she got caught. She hasn't directly said anything that would lead me to believe she is truly remorseful. She's still angry at Laura for escalating to the point of criminal and civil case. She feels that Laura overreacted. My wife believes every horrible thing she said about Laura. She's convinced that Laura is some kind of alcoholic drug addict who cheats on her husband and is the type to lie and cheat her way to the top of her career. And somehow, Laura is able to hide this from everyone in her life. My wife felt like she was trying to expose Laura for the monster that she is. She feels that Laura pressing charges and suing her is additional proof that Laura is vindictive. My hope is that she has time to think while she is doing her community service hours over the next year. I think she feels bad that I had to empty out our accounts and sell some things to come up with the money. I talked to her about working more hours since she has finished community service, and she agreed. Are you going to get a divorce? The thought has crossed my mind, but we've been together for so long and I still love her despite this disgusting thing she has done. I can't see my life without her, but I know, and I'm having a hard time admitting this to myself, that if she doesn't improve or learn a lesson from this mess, then I can't be with her anymore. A lot of people mentioned that if she can do this type of thing to an ex-friend, then she can do the same thing to an ex-husband. This has me worried some. I'd like to believe she wouldn't go nuclear on me if we did file for divorce. I'll be taking precautions in case I have to defend myself in the future. Why is she only working part-time? She is a licensed masseuse and works at a really nice salon slash spa. Her hourly wage is pretty high, but she hasn't been able to get the hours she wants at the spa she works at. She could probably get a more full-time position at a different spa with a slightly lower hourly wage, which would still bring in more income than she is doing now. She really likes the place she is at and doesn't want to leave, but I may pressure her to work full-time elsewhere to help pay me back and refill our emergency fund once she is done with community service. At the moment, she is on board with helping me put money back in our savings accounts. What about therapy? I know we need this, both as couples and individuals, to deal with this mess. I talked to her about this and she doesn't seem totally sold on the idea of therapy. I've expressed that I think it would help both of us, and she seems indifferent at this point. I've talked to her parents, who are really angry and disappointed in her. They basically begged me not to leave her over this. I told her parents that I think therapy would help both of us, but I can't afford it now. They offered to pay for couples therapy, but that is as much as they would be able to afford, so it's a start. I know my wife will need individual therapy, and if it means I stop going to couples therapy so she can get one-on-one help she needs, so be it. I'm not ready to call my wife a psychopath, as many commenters did in the last post. I think she got carried away and thought this was trying to expose someone she truly believed was a bad person. I'm heavily leaning towards that she has some sort of mental breakdown and focused all of her energy on this one woman and her life. I'm not going to give up on my wife yet. It's very possible that she has some underlying mental health issues that could very well be treated with therapy or meds. How much money was she sued for? I don't want to give specific numbers, but it will take about 4 to 5 years to get back where we were prior to this happening. If my wife takes on full time after she is done with community service and hands over the majority of her paycheck, it will take less than 4 years. Are the kids involved? No, we don't have kids and not planning on having any. What next? That's what I need help with. I've sat down with my wife a few times since the post, and I can feel some resistance coming from her about starting couples therapy. I think she's irritated at her parents for offering to pay for therapy for us. She has stated that she would rather us solve our problems together without interference from someone she doesn't know. She's afraid she isn't going to like any therapist we find, and that the therapist will attack her throughout our sessions. I've tried explaining to her that the therapist isn't there to blame anyone, that they would try and help us and it would be a safe space for her to talk and vent about whatever she needs. I've brought up the idea of therapy every night since the post, and each time she has an excuse along the lines of, it won't help, the therapist will gang up on her, she isn't going to like the therapist, or the therapist won't like her, or that we can solve our own problems at home. Now, I can't imagine ever being in this situation. It's an incredibly tough situation. There's an absolute rollercoaster of a story with the update as well, and OP's trying to make it work with her wife. Whether that's good or bad, I don't really know. I can't really work it out in this situation. But what I would say is that the wife 100% needs some sort of assistance in this. And the fact that she's resisting it still, resisting going to a therapist, is a big concern to me, because I don't think she's going to help herself without going to a therapist at all. The fact that she still resents Laura, still thinks she's a bad person after everything she's told you, is a big concern to me. But what would you guys suggest in this? What do you think? Therapy will help the situation? What do you think OP should be doing? Should they just up and leave? Is that the right way to go about it? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story is from Throw Away You're Fired, titled, My 30 Female Husband, 31 Male, is Planning to Fire My Best Friend, 30 Female, but Won't Let Me Warn Her. So last year, my best friend lost her job. Around the same time, a position in my husband's company, edit, he owns the company, became available, and she applied for it without telling us. She ended up getting the job, and I was happy for her because it was the type of role she has always wanted. My husband was less happy when he found out, because since she wasn't directly working with him, he agreed to not get involved. Yesterday, he told me she was going to be fired. At first, he wouldn't tell me why, but later told me it was because she was telling the co-workers in her department that she would get them the better projects because she was friends with me, and that she kept telling her manager that she was my friend whenever she got reprimanded in a threatening way. He told me it wouldn't happen immediately, but it would soon. I told him I needed to warn her so she can quit before she gets fired, but he told me not to. He told me she needed to face the consequences of her actions and I shouldn't get involved, that he only had told me as a courtesy because she probably won't take it well. I still want to tell her. I've known her since I was 5 and we are very close. If the situation was reversed, I think she would tell me, but I know it will cause problems with my husband. What do I do? to me, it's not like husband is the one who's doing the firing here. It sounds like your friend has got herself in a bad situation and she's throwing names around like, I know this person, I know that person, you can't do that to me. And I know any company that I've been with, if you're throwing stuff around like that, you will get fired very, very quickly. And whilst I do understand, have some empathy that you're conflicted in this situation, I think you need to listen to your husband on this one, because if you go behind his back, then you've broken his trust as well. But Demo Beck says, don't tell her. Your husband isn't firing her. The manager is. She got herself into this mess by trying to throw imaginary weight around that she shouldn't have. Edit. Let me be clear. This could affect your husband's livelihood and therefore the two of you as a family. If he was even suspected of playing favorites, it would sour his work relationships immediately. She's using you and your husband without considering the consequences. To which Lost Viking Spiderwire replies to that saying, agree, husband is right and friend is putting you in a bad spot. When all is over, friend will ask you why you did not tell her. Then you point out, cause she put you both in that bad spot. You would like to still be friends, but give her time to process. That process time will call out her true nature. Enjoy. Mysterious Maximum 488 says, tell her if you want to fuck up your marriage. Tundra says, your friend isn't acting like a good friend if she's using your name without your knowledge. It makes your husband and you look like you're playing favorites, and I'm not at all surprised she's going to be fired. Your friend didn't give two cares about that when she was saying what she said. Why do you want to give her a heads up when she was being so horribly unprofessional? Adept Award replies to that saying, it seems like OP has the same mindset as her friend, where professionalism is thrown out the window if you are friends. OP, stay out of this. 1. If your friend quits, she loses any chance at unemployment or continued benefits. 2. It could backfire and she'll blame you for not changing his mind since you knew in advance. 3. Your involvement would validate her claims to everyone in the workplace and undermine your husband at work. 4. She may do something that causes her to lose professional resources / networking, making it harder to line up work in the future. Not to mention, that trust would be lost between you and your husband. You do not work there. Mind your business and prepare to be a shoulder. Article According says, your friend brought this on herself. Do not tell her beforehand. Chances are she will use it against your husband and get him fired too. And one more from Calm Front who says, you should have mentioned in your post that your husband owns the company. I thought he was just a high-level manager or something. That makes your friend's behavior 100% worse. She's going around telling people she knows the owner and can get them better projects, or so she can stay out of trouble. Your friend is creating problems. All she needed to do was her job. I don't care how long you've been friends, your husband is right. Do not tell your friend unless you want to lose your husband. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What would you do if you found yourself in that situation, in OP's situation? Would you tell the friend or do as the husband says in this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below on this story and the story beforehand if you choose to do so. And a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today and getting involved in the channel. Thank you so much for your support. It really does mean the world to me. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Boxes are defeating. Purpose always fleeting. I poise questions to the ceiling like an answer gonna come. Truth is too revealing. Life is easier concealing. All emotions to the star on your heart going numb. I shouldn't be in drive more. I just wanna feel alive more. I feel hurt all the time, boy. I can't see straight. I've been right. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.